Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cello World Limited Q2 FY26 earnings call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, please note that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Saisha. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, we are pleased to welcome the management of Cello for the Q2 FY26 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Gaurav Rathod, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Atul Barodia, CFO, and we also have SGA, the IR advisors. Now I hand the call to Mr. Gaurav for his initial comments, and then we'll move to Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rahul. Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our company's earnings call. Joining me is our CFO, Mr. Atul Barodia, and our investor relations advisor, SGA. The results and presentations are available on the stock exchange and on our website. I hope you had a chance to look at the same. During Q2 financial year 26, we recorded a healthy 20% top-line growth to reach revenues of rupees 587 crores. With this, we crossed the 1,000 crore revenue mark on a half-yearly basis for the first time and achieved revenues of rupees 1,165 crore. We saw healthy uptake across key categories ahead of festive season. The GST rate has been reduced from 12% to 5% for approximately 10% of our product portfolio, primarily within the hydration category. GST rate for all of the other products remains unchanged. Before we delve into our category-wise performance, we are very excited to update you about our agreement with respect to Cello brand for writing instruments and stationery. We are very excited to bring this back into our company soon. Many years back, we had divested this brand to a global company. Recently, they exited this business in India, and the promoter group of Cello World Limited found an opportunity to get the brand back into our fold. CPIW, a member of the promoter group of Cello World Limited, the umbrella entity holding the Cello brand in other classes as well, will acquire the trademark for stationery and writing instruments, that is, Cello brand, from the Big Group. One of the subsidiaries of Cello World Limited has entered into an agreement to lease the trademark for Cello brand for stationery and writing instruments from CPIW. Upon execution of this agreement with CPIW, Cello World Limited will operate stationery and writing instruments portfolio among two brands, namely Cello and Unomaxx. The Cello brand continues to enjoy strong consumer recall and trust in the writing instrument segment, and our focus will be on enhancing operational efficiencies, optimizing costs, and leveraging our established manufacturing and distribution infrastructure to unlock the full potential of the business. Now, coming to category-wise performance, during our quarter, our consumer-wise segment maintained a healthy year-on-year growth of 23%, supported by good festive demand. The festive season particularly benefited the consumer-wise segment the most, driving strong sales across our key product lines. Year-to-date, our glassware plant had a utilization close to 55%, whereas we saw about 60% utilization levels in Q2 of this financial year. I'm pleased to share that our glassware plant has achieved break-even during this current quarter. Despite active dumping pressure from Chinese suppliers, we have successfully scaled up production and gained market share. Our focus now is on continuing expanding our market share in the coming quarters. Currently, we have around 110 SKUs in this vertical, and we plan to expand the portfolio to about 150 SKUs going forward. We are also undertaking solar-based cost optimization initiatives at the plant, which will further enhance operational efficiency and reduce energy costs. Strategically, our focus remains on import substitution in categories such as tumblers and storage. We have witnessed strong consumer acceptance in these segments, with our products now being priced at par with imported alternatives, underscoring the quality and competitiveness of our offerings. Our steel category experienced a decline during the current quarter due to supply constraints. We had to source steel wares from other OEM manufacturers at a slightly higher cost, which affected profit margins during this quarter. Our steel plant will commence production from December of 2025. Once operational, it will significantly strengthen our supply chain. We expect this expansion to enhance our cost competitiveness, support margin improvement, and contribute to the overall growth of our steel business in the coming years. With a top line of Rs. 81 crores, the writing instrument segment recorded a year-on-year growth of 16%. This growth is supported by encouraging signs of revival, driven by new product launches in mechanical pencils, art stationery, and internationally licensed kit products. With the addition of the Cello brand under this portfolio, we are highly optimistic about the growth prospects of this business. Upon completion of the transaction, the company will issue a separate communication outlining the subsequent course of action, strategic initiatives, and other relevant details. The furniture business also had a decent quarter with an 8% year-on-year growth in revenue, which reached Rs. 84 crores. The growth is primarily driven by product addition into this category. These efficiencies across segments were also reflected in the working capital position. The inventory is on a reducing trend, with channel stock easing out. E-com and Quick-com both saw a major shift in terms of channel mix, which is also helping us in this respect. Overall, we remain on track to achieve double-digit revenue growth for the year, with EBITDA margins around 22-23%. Underpinned by strong execution, disciplined cost control, and the benefits of our capacity expansion. With the ramp-up of our glassware plant and the steel plant, we look ahead to a stronger financial year 27. I will now hand over to our CFO, Mr. Atul Parolia, for the financial highlight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Arav, and good morning to everyone. I will be sharing the financial detail for the quarter gone by. In Q2 FY26, we achieved a revenue of INR 587.4 crore, that is 20% year-on-year growth. EBITDA stood at 141.3 crore with a healthy EBITDA margin of 24%. Our PAT stood at 85.7 crore with a margin of 14.6%. Speaking of the revenue mix, over 71.9% of revenue came from the consumer wear, 13.8% from the writing instrument, and the remaining 14.3% from the molded furniture and allied products. Sales contribution of both the general trade and export are on the downtrend at 73.3% and 6.7% respectively. Contribution of online sale was about 11.6% and modern retail at 8.4%. In terms of segment-wise margin, writing instrument led by with a 55% gross profit margin, followed by consumer wear at 50.2% and modern furniture at 40.9%. Now coming to H1 financial year 26. Performance revenue was INR 1116.5 crore with a year-on-year growth of 13%. EBITDA stood at 267.6 crore with a margin of 24%. PAT was at rupee 158.7 crore with a margin of 14.2%. Our cash flow from operations stood at rupee 261.7 crore. On the balance sheet side, we continue to maintain a healthy net cash position. With this, I would like to open the session for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aniruddh Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats to the entire team for acquisition of Cello Pens brand. So just certain clarifications here. Autumn Group has also purchased the business from BIC Cello as per the BSE announcements. So if you can elaborate a bit more on the transaction of the deal, how it will be done, whether the brand only will be purchased by Cello, the rest of the business by Authum, or how is it working out? If you can throw more clarity on this. Secondly, what will be the revenue addition, like the software assets, for example, distributors, retailers, all other designs, in a way, all other copyrights, etc. Everything is purchased by Cello, or anything is gone to Authum. If you can clarify a bit more on that. And eventually, how do we build a acquisition in terms of numbers? Like, where do you see the acquisition panning out in, let's say, FY27? Because I guess 4 months will be required for the transaction completion. So how do we see the revenues building up for Pen's business in FY27? And then last question, what will be strategy on Unomax brand? Because anyway, we have an established brand in Pen's. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Anirudha. So basically, you know, for us, we are basically entering into an agreement with BigClishy for the Pen brand itself. So it is basically the trademark, copyrights, and the brand itself will be acquired by CPIW, which will be then leased to Cello World in a separate subsidiary. On all the other numbers, I think it is a little premature for me to, you know, give you out revenue numbers and think, because, you know, once we close everything, we will issue a note on what will be the revenue potential, what is the kind of capex that will be required, you know, and overall that's how, you know, we will be issuing a separate note on this a little later. I think on the third piece, we will be running both the brands, you know, simultaneously, Unomax and Cello. You know, even today they continue to exist, though we were not managing the brand, Cello, they continue to exist in the market. And I think both have, you know, established themselves. Of course, Cello has a much higher brand equity. We'll, of course, you know, do justice to both by having separate teams working on this, though there will be shared infrastructure and other efficiencies that are to be gained from this transaction. So, of course, we will be issuing a separate note out clarifying everything. For now, it is a little premature for me to comment on that. Thank you.
Okay, surely. Just one question, still harping on that, but any royalty to be paid to BIC Cello for the brand, or to even Authum Group, anything on that, or nothing as such? One, that question. And lastly, with the glass plant now stabilizing, should we see that probably the initial costs are over and we should build in steady margin expansion starting with FY27? That's it from my side.
Right. So basically, in terms of the brand, we CPIW, which is the entity that holds the Cello brand as well, will be acquiring it. There is no royalty post that. And it will be leasing it out to Cello World at no additional cost, and no royalties as well. So there will be no royalty in this case to Cello World at all. Secondly, in terms of the glass utilization levels, as I mentioned that, you know, it has come to about 60%. We will be most likely maintaining this as we grow our sales over the next 2 quarters. This utilization levels will grow slightly, but not by much, because I think currently now we have reached a good utilization levels. And now as our revenue will increase, then the utilization will keep increasing. But for now, the good part is that we are no longer losing money. It is now broken even. So now it will start generating some amount of profit, though not very significant for at least the next couple of quarters, but it has started generating, you know, a very nominal profit for now.
Okay, sure. This is very helpful. Many thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to press star and one in order to ask a question. I repeat, kindly press star and one in order to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Dani from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from my end. Just wanted to get some sense as to what kind of utilization have we reached for the opalware division right now, and incrementally, would we be kind of looking to increase capacity here?
Right. So in the opalware, we are about close to about 85% utilization level. And I think, post this, we will now be a little circumspect, trying to basically, because currently, putting up a new plant is basically adding a significant amount of capacity. So opalware, because it's a furnace, we need to add a significant capacity to make it, viable. So I think for now, we'll try to first utilize 100%. That will be our first priority. And post that, if the market is also aligned and we think that this category can grow at that pace, then of course we're open to, expanding this capacity going forward.
So what kind of growth would we have seen in the opalware division for the quarter, if you could just quantify the percentage?
So we do not, give out separate contributions for each category. If there is a question on that, I can answer it offline later.
But would that be a double-digit kind of growth? Would the opalware division?
Yes.
Okay, sure. And just wanted to get some sense on the molded furniture business. Just wanted to get some outlook here because margins have contracted quite a bit. So just how are we looking at this division in the future?
So molded division, as we have always maintained that it's going to be up and down kind of a path, because we don't see too much growth potential in this business in terms of revenues. So our only thing is to keep premiumizing, adding outdoor furniture, which is a little premium, and slowly increase that to increase our EBIT margins. We do not see very high revenue potential here. But having said that, we are always looking out here to add newer categories, apart from molded furniture, and which, we are still thinking on, and eventually there will be something else that will also come up here. So I think future, there will be some expansion here into different foray, into different categories.
Sure. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahir from PR Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and many congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
The first question, sir, related to your commentary. You had mentioned that the new capacity coming on a stream across plasticware and the steel bottle. So if you can give some color on that, how much is the potential increase in the capacity and the impact on the revenue because of that?
Right. In this quarter also, I think our major pain point was steel category, because we saw a little contraction there, because mainly due to the demand was there, but the contraction was due to shortage, supply shortages, because as you all know that there is no more imports that are possible, and we had to rely on some of the OEM manufacturers that have already started capacities in India. But even after that, they are not able to fulfill all the demand or all the SKUs. So I think with the expansion that we have done already in this category, we are starting that that facility in next month, and that should basically stabilize in the next 4 to 5 months. And I think then that will fulfill the demand. So this is more substitution of the imports rather than expansion of capacity. That will happen. In terms of plastic houseware, we are starting a very small amount currently. We are just adding some amount of capacity with the steelware. Not very significant, but for the potential is to add more in that particular area where our glass plant also is in Rajasthan. So as revenues grow there, we will keep adding capacity further.
Okay. And secondly, that you also highlighted related to the steel prices, which has actually impacted your margin. So with the opening of or with the you know, the opening of this such kind of capacities, you are hopeful the margin to come back?
Yeah, see, basically currently we are trading, right? And so trading margins, whatever, you know, the OEM suppliers also have, which manufacturing we'll be able to bring it down a little bit. So I think that's where, you know, the margin growth will happen, because currently we've lost a little margin there, because previously, you know, when the imports were on, everyone, the pricing was much better. In India, the pricing is a little higher for every manufacturer. So I think whatever the trading margins are, that we'll be able to gain through manufacturing. I think that's why the margin profile should improve.
Okay. And also on the guidance, 12%-15% of a growth with a 23%-23.5% of a margin for this year, where it is now?
So currently in H1, we are at 13.5%. For the first 6 months of growth, and we are at about 12.7%, my bad. And in terms of EBITDA margins, we are at about 24%, which is with the other income as well. If I remove that, we are at about 22%. So I think we want to be in the 22%-23% range, is without the other income portion of it. I think operational income is what I'm talking about. So I think we are on track, you know, to achieve this 12%-15% for the year if this kind of momentum continues, which we have seen in the, you know, last quarter. We should reach there, you know, pretty easily. Yeah.
Got it, sir. So also on the, you know, the brand acquisition, that's DIC Cello Group brand. And so with these brand acquisition, do you see what if the new the BIC Cello you can able to garner such numbers?
See, I think, BIC already has a certain amount of revenue that is there, and I think we understand this category very well. And with the Cello brand, if Unomaxx is garnering these kind of margins, with Cello having a stronger brand equity, I think we can turn this around, you know, in the next, of course, it'll take some time, but in the next 1.5 years, you know, we should be looking at similar numbers like Unomaxx.
Okay. Do you have a capacity for the, you know, this kind of a revenue?
Yes. So already we had about 30-35% capacities that were empty in our Unomaxx facility. And, you know, this is not very difficult to expand. You know, it's more expansion of machines. If you have a little bit of space also in your facility, by just expanding some machines and some production lines, you are able to, because these are all 7-8 times asset turn kind of product lines, so you are able to increase capacity pretty swiftly. So I think the idea would be to use our current infrastructure, and as we grow, we will add infrastructure. You know, so with that, you know, we will come up with a separate note on what will be needed at least for the next year or so, to achieve the growth, you know, or at least have the number that currently they are doing.
Right. And the major focus would be on the domestic market.
Yes. So Cello, of course, has a much higher, you know, base when it comes to the domestic demand, more than Unomaxx also currently. And you know, traditionally also it has been, you know, a leader in this category. So I think by, you know, doing some tweaks, getting some good products and, you know, in the market, I think we will be able to, you know, gain a little bit of market share in this particular category.
Right, sir. Right. And coming to your export business, because this quarter we had seen a good 12% of a growth you had given for a quarter in the export. So is that the export, especially in the writing and segment, has a revived comeback or such kind of momentum to continue?
I think export has actually come back to its previous level, where it was. It had declined a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I think it will continue at this level. You know, it should, it will not dip, I feel, for the year. It doesn't seem like. Unless the US kind of, because we have not been hit by the tariffs as yet. The orders have not slowed down. But, you know, we have a decent amount that we sell to the US as well. So if nothing gets hurt there, I think we should continue to, you know, do these numbers.
Right. Thank you and all the best. I have some more questions. I'll come in with you.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Jay Doshi from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations of you know, Cello acquiring back Cello brand. My first question is on demand. You know, if we sort of, you know, you've seen a good uptick in demand this quarter, and partly probably attributable to early festive or strong festive. So how do you see the demand environment continuing, you know, post festive? And is there a improvement in the underlying sort of, you know, demand across your categories, across markets? Or, you know, what we've seen in September quarter, was it, you know, a function of early festive, or is there a improvement per se?
Thanks, Jay. So basically, yes, there was an uptick for sure. You know, though this actually could have been slightly better if the GST announcement had not come in, because we have not really benefited a whole lot from the GST side of things. But of course, from the sentiment we have, of course, benefited, I feel. But other than that, it seemed like this thing is back. You know, as we have seen in the last, because this has been by far the best quarter in terms of demand. You know, it seems, it still, we don't, the festive demand, I feel, we got a bit of October also. Early festive had a certain role to play. But even the, you know, most part of October was pretty good. The traction seems good. But it, we have to wait and watch, you know, how things will pan out in terms of, you know, the overall demand. Across categories, across geographies, we have seen a growth. That's definitely there. In the consumer wear side, for sure. But what we need to see is that the demand stays where it is. Of course, it has also helped that a lot of channel stock has been cleared. So we are hopeful that, you know, this demand will continue to see a, you know, growth, or at least this demand will be steady for the next few quarters.
Sure, that's helpful. Second is, you know, on a sequential basis, your gross margins have you know, come off sharply, even in consumer wear segment. And you know, I think with scale up of glassware business, we thought that gross margins would be stable, if not better. So what's driving that, and how should we think about, you know, the trends there?
Right. So I think because the in the glassware side of things, the costs are still high, right? Because utilization levels are still low. And utilizations are low also because of sales catching up. So as revenue is there, because we are not making money in the glassware business. So if glassware would have contributed to the overall margin, then you would have seen a 1.5% extra margin growth. So though it has contributed to revenue, it has not contributed to the overall margin profile. Second of all, I think the product mix also in our kind of categories does play a role. So sometimes, you know, 1 or 2% here and there could be there in terms of what kind of products have been sold. And also, as we have, you know, in the last quarter also I mentioned that we have still not been able to raise prices as the costs have gone up, because every year, of course, the costs are going to go up, and we were able to pass it on. This year, though, hopefully from now onwards, if the demand stays good, we will be able to see an improvement there in terms of lesser discounts that we would have to pass on. So I feel this is a function of 2 to 3 things. It is not that it is going to be like this. It should improve only from here. Also, the steelware, as I said, also had something to do with it, because the margins there have also contracted because of, you know, supply shortages, because of OEM manufacturers that are selling to us at a slightly higher cost today. So with manufacturing coming in there, those efficiencies should also kick in and lead to slightly higher gross margins there. So I think all these factors, once they are back on track, we should see a good, you know, number there again coming back.
Sure. And the final one, now I know you cannot disclose, you know, everything or all details on Cello writing instruments yet. But first is, when do you expect to close this, you know, transaction, following which you indicated that you'll come out with a detailed press release? So is it expected very soon, in a week or two, or could it take more time?
So they're very close. I think this should close within this month itself. And we should ideally start seeing revenues in Cello World by January. So by the last quarter, so we should see revenues in Cello World. So that is what we are currently looking at. Of course, there are some details to be closed. Post that, we'll have a better idea of things.
Sure. And you did mention that, you know, in 1.5 years' time, Cello World should be at a similar level as Unomax. Were you referring to profitability or were you referring to top line?
Profitability.
Top line, I feel that Cello World should be ahead of it, right? Cello World is already clocking better top line than Unomax as of
today. No, it is actually not clocking currently. Currently, because that also includes their exports, which will be kind of dual exports. So they do exports in the big name as well. So that is why it also includes export. They have significantly gone down, but of course still doing better than Unomax. I think what we are going to be more concerned about is to bring back revenues with profitable growth. So that is why, you know, we are still, you know, thinking about how we are going to be going about it. And that is why, you know, once we are fully aligned and fully know the numbers, we'll be in a better, you know, I'll be in a better position to tell you what exactly we are looking at for the next year, and post that also, what we are thinking of, what numbers are achievable with the same kind of margin profile as Unomax.
One final question, you know, you started Cello writing instruments business in 1995 and then exited in 2015. So, you know, it's practically a 30-year-old brand. And if I remember correctly, in 2015, that scale was 600 crore plus top line and 25% margin. Is that correct understanding?
Correct, absolutely, yeah.
Is there any structural change in the market or brand equity in the last 5-10 years after you sort of, you know, that we should be aware about, or you think that the brand equity is still as strong and structurally, from a distribution standpoint, it's still, you know, a very solid brand or trademark that you acquired?
So I think the equity is very strong. I think there were managerial inefficiencies that were the leading cause of the contraction in revenue. Even if you go 2-3 years back, the revenue was still pretty good. The last 2-3 years has been very bad, right? I think so 2-3 years of, you know, does not underscore the entire brand equity. And I think the brand equity still remains very strong. We have spoken to a lot of the channel partners of Cello as well. And we feel that, you know, the operationally how things were done and, you know, whatever, the product mix and the product innovation was not there, which has really caused the contraction. So I think just doing some things right will lead to good numbers here. And I think we understand this category extremely, extremely well. So turning it around should not be very difficult, of course, but we'll look at the details of how we are going to get around it. But we are pretty confident.
Sure. Thank you so much and congratulations again.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Two questions. One, you know, I couldn't follow the explanation what you gave with respect to the gross margins. You know, the gross margin on a QOQ basis, I'm talking from first quarter to second quarter, the consumer wear is down from 56% to 50%, and writing is down from 58.8% to 55%. So I'm just curious to figure out, you know, what has driven this and, you know, how do we see it going forward? You did indicate your guidance on the EBITDA margin, but I'm just trying to figure out first on the gross margin level.
So gross margins, when I spoke about the contraction, there are two to three factors, as I said. One is that the glass plant, the glass sales are higher, which is from the new plant, which currently has higher costs. So that basically is captured here. Second is also the steelware, which there is a contraction of gross margins there for the moment, which will come back. And the third is discounts. So the discounting has still been there, basically, and the costs have gone up, right? The costs have gone up from June itself, but now, and the product has also changed. So a lot of our products, actually, so 2 to 3% I would attribute basically to glassware and steelware. The rest 1 to 2% will always be varying because of what sells. Because we have such a wide portfolio of products, sometimes, you know, the more, sometimes the premium sells a little more. Sometimes, you know, the more cost, you know, products that are more priced, more sensitively sells more. So 1-2% variation will always be there. But this 6%, as I said, is a temporary effect, which we'll of course see coming back in the next few quarters.
Fair point. So is it fair to say that, you know, on an annual basis, if I look at across these three segments, they should be maintained or we should see some contraction at each of these segment level gross margin on an annualized basis?
For this year, we still maintain that it will, you know, the overall margin profile will be at about 22% to 23% EBITDA, mainly because that we still need a couple of quarters for the glass to scale up. Because we cannot increase utilization levels until our revenue catches up. Because if we start increasing that, we'll only increase stock levels, and this is a continuous plant. And you know, you cannot afford in a continuous plant to keep stocking up. So I think that is one thing that is going to play a part. Having said that, the trend is of course upwards. Right? In the steelware plant, it will take about 5 to 6 months, as I said, to stabilize and give those efficiencies. So I think post that, you will be able to see things improve a lot more. In the first quarter itself, I think of financial year 27, you should see a lot of improvement.
Just to clarify this, 22-23% EBITDA margin, is it including or excluding other income?
It's excluding other income.
Okay, understood. And if you were to club September plus October, you know, what that growth would be at the company level, would that still be 20% or would that be more of 10-12%? I'm just trying to get to a sense about the early festival impact and the GST impact will put together everything.
So early festival of course has played a little bit of a part. Having said that, yes, of course, it cannot be in the same lines as what it was last year. It has come down from there a little bit. But having said that, the secondary sales has improved a lot on the ground. So channel stock is very low. So that itself should hopefully lead to a good November, December.
Understood. Any quantification you could do? How much was earlier and how much is now secondary channel stocking?
I don't have a specific number for it, but you know, the overall sense is that it has improved a lot more because overall, you know, the cash flow has also improved. The payment profiles, our outstandings have also been cleared very quickly. So I think these are all indicators of a much better thing. And plus, we've been talking to a lot of our channel partners. And we see that the stock levels have been, you know, quite low on their side as well. And their secondaries have been much higher than their primaries.
Understood. Yeah, I think those were my questions. Just a clarification on the Cello brand acquisition. Is it right that you not acquired the plant and machinery, you just bought back the brand? Have I understood right?
Absolutely. You're right.
And CPIW has actually bought a brand and it is leased to us, just the way for other categories.
In the process still, we haven't closed, but in the process, very, you know, very close to closing.
The mechanism is the same, right? The timing, I understand, maybe a month away or something. But
yeah,
if I understood right, that it is with CPIW and they will lease it to Cellovoice.
Correct. That is exactly how the other brands are leased, the same way, yeah.
Understood. All right, that's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Samant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Gaurav. Can you talk on Opalware? How the Opalware is performing? How is the competitive intensity in the segment?
So I think Opalware for us has performed decently well. Of course, we are no longer in Opalware looking at 30% plus growth. But having said that, it's a good growth for the quarter. And I think there has been new entrants in this particular category. Currently, of course, it's been very premature. They have not really made any dent in the market as of now. But going forward, competitive intensity in this segment will increase a little bit. But having said that, we are already at about 85% utilization levels. So we are not very concerned. We are, of course, more concerned on when we can expand, which, of course, we know very soon in the next 5-6 months if there is any scope of expansion in this category. But we sit pretty good at the numbers that we are at today. And maybe by end of this year, we'll know that if we are able to add any more capacity or we'll continue for the time being with the capacity that we have.
And can we expect the Q3 and Q4, we have a higher auspicious and marriage day. We can expect a better demand in across segment and Opalware will be higher growth trajectory in Q3.
I think the marriage season plays a part in Opalware, and it seems like a good marriage season. So hopefully, things will be good in the next couple of quarters.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the follow-up question. This Cello brand is largely for the pen.
Yes, pen and stationery. So it includes a lot of other things like a pencil, a crayon. It can be for use for anything, basically anything in the stationery segment.
So, just a clarification, it's like of 80% is a pen and the rest 20% is other stationery. Is it like that or different?
No, revenues we don't know that. How this split is, we will know that soon. What I'm saying is this brand is for everything. It doesn't exclude any product.
Right, sir. Second clarification on the glass plant. Which impacting your margin. So at what level of utilization of the glass plant do you see the impact of the higher cost will nullify?
So I think at about 70-75%, we will start looking at, good margins coming in. Before that, we might not have very good money. Though we are not going to lose any more money, we are going to make a little money. Having said that, 75% is what we are looking at. And that utilization will grow, hopefully grow quickly. We are, putting all our efforts to grow that quickly. But having said that, it does take a little time because, we are building this demand from the scratch up. And this is a 10-year horizon because these plants, don't require much capex after this now. And once we build that demand, we keep increasing our profitability margins also by, of course, also the product mix.
Right, sir. Second, on the receivable days, which has increased, and it's the nature of business, I understand that the first half usually higher. So also you had mentioned that you are getting a good payment profile improvement and all. So is that easing out very fast in the month of October?
So October we had a very good collection. So basically that is why I was saying that, you know, September will of course show higher because, you know, the sale was higher. But in October our collections were good, and based on that we are seeing that the improvement in stock positions at our channel partner end as well. Because otherwise, you know, payments would always come in slightly slower after the festive season. Because, you know, even the other partners like the dealers pay a little later. But if the dealer profile improves, then our distributor channel, you know, payments also improve, and which we have seen in October.
Okay. Good to hear that. And the last questions are related to the CAPEX. Can you give 26 and 27 CAPEX for a year?
Yeah, so I think this year would be a CAPEX of about 150 around. That includes, of course, the steel plant expansion, which is close to about 75 odd crore with land and building. And rest is, of course, maintenance CAPEX.
Okay. And 27?
Going forward, this will be, I think, next year it should be around 75 odd maintenance.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Deepesh J. Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Gaurav, congratulations on the great set of numbers and for the acquisition of Cello brand. Now, my question was regarding Big Cello. It has done, on an average, last 3 years, it has done a sales of around 400 crores. Do you think with this acquisition, we'll be able to achieve that kind of sales in the next, maybe by FY27? And do we have the bandwidth in terms of our capacity utilization on our existing Unomax plant?
So basically, a lot of their sales also covers, you know, exports that they were doing to their own clients. So I think we'll have to look at that number, you know, very differently. We'll of course come up with all the details about it once the acquisition is done. Because the thing is that we want to grow this category and hopefully we are able to grow it very quickly. But we will grow it profitability. We won't not like to compromise on certain things and the quality, of course, because from what we hear, there was some things that were not the best, which we would like to improve you know, grow it sustainably for the future. So I'll come up with more details soon on that once the acquisition is done, and we'll also have a better insight.
So what you mentioned about in the previous question about your CAPEX, will that CAPEX also increase in terms of the writing instruments also?
So I think currently we do have the capacities. Of course, some CAPEX will be needed for the writing instruments, but will be very limited and within our own facility. So we'll be adding machines, we'll be adding same molds, we'll be adding, you know, some tip machine, some molding machine. So that could be the only thing that will be added, and with that we'll come up with a CAPEX that will be needed for at least a year in the writing instrument segment.
Great. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. A reminder for participants to press star and one in order to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Right. Thank you very much for all your participation. If there are any further questions, you can please reach out to our IR advisors, SGA. And and we're very excited, you know, to bring the Cello brand back. And I think it's a great journey, and I think, you know, we'll do our best to achieve, you know, the numbers that our shareholders wish, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to do a good job. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Cello World Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.